Blog Talk Radio. So, in retrospect, it is amazing and heroic that these publications continued to confront racism in their day, especially when they were covering the many accounts of Black veterans returning to the U.S. only to be physically assaulted and even lynched. No other individual or organization received more speculation and attention than the W.E.B., Du Bois, and NAACP. Although Du Bois was certainly not the most militant member of the Black community, during the war era, he was seen as an immediate threat because the NAACP was embraced by both Blacks and liberal whites.
Yes.
And in larger numbers than his more defiant colleagues. Do you remember what I was saying about
liberals? We need to get to
that
NAACP shit, too. I forgot about them motherfuckers.
Well, we kind of are. But we will.
Yeah, I want to get deep. Yeah.
Deep until we get the back of your teeth.
Okay, yeah, you just take it too far, but okay.
There will be a cleansing.
Oh my God, Jesus.
We will search the truth.
Ben has a problem.
I have a problem. But stuff.
She don't care.
No.
Tell me, who the hell out there is lazy enough not to go pick up their paycheck?
I was tired.
Who goes and picks up their paycheck like 5 days later?
I've done this is the second time, actually. Well, I had $2,000 in the bank, so I didn't need to care.
Look, she got money at her old job, some job she had years ago.
And it's just for a day. And I don't even... Yeah, I do. It's still sitting there.
But she complains about money all the time.
I'm saving it for a rainy day.
When you go to get that bitch, it ain't going to be there.
Then they can pay in drinks and food because their bartender's
really good at
the drinks.
She is so lazy, she's willing to take food and drink.
I work there one day, who cares? And it's like
$50, dude.
It's like way far away.
Man, fuck
that. I don't want to walk up there.
Man.
I don't care to do that.
I don't ever complain about money in front of me no more.
Oh, whatever. I'm saving it for a rainy day.
Yeah, you ain't saving shit. The check.
I've already replaced that money, though, five times.
That check will be null and void by the time you get there.
They'll have to pay me because they owe me. And he's friends with Edgar, so he'll remember.
She got this also. The more I try to understand her, the less I understand.
That's why I said fuck it.
No. I just got
because it's a friend of the family. So.
I just got to retire from life.
Retire? Yeah, I need you too.
Retire from life, period.
Yes. I need to retire from life as well.
Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, I got a big tongue. It's hot everywhere.
I know, and I didn't want to do it.
That's great.
Stupid, man. You distract me.
I like to do things for fun.
Yeah, torture my life.
Your life was tortured without me.
So, you know, she tortures me every
day. Oh, whatever.
She treats me like shit.
He's such a baby's ass.
No.
Hashtag squat baby.
Look, see? See, you guys never hear me disrespect her on the radio.
I'm not disrespecting you. I'm gently making fun of you.
So, yeah, you see that? So you know it's bad when we're off the radio.
You know what? Would you like a pair of panties?
You know what? I just accept this in life, you know? Fuck it, though. At least if Sarah Velez comes through, you'll fucking slap her in the face.
Jesus Christ, I want to burn her to death.
So, you know what?
Kill her with fire, I say. Let's burn her at the stake.
I'll take it.
I'd like to put her up on a cross. You know they probably have family in the KKK somewhere doing that shit.
I got a story about that.
Tell us. You want to know. We're on the subject. Bring it up.
Okay, so my grandma told me. This was a long time ago. She said they went to Umatilla, right?
Umatilla. Yep,
and,
Umatilla.
You know that's a fucking redneck town.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, he's a lot lighter than she is. And I guess they don't like brown-skinned people over there. She's a lot, you know, she's a lot brown. Like,
Like with Joe Ben Skeller?
Yeah. So I guess some dudes were from the KKK that were messing with her, and they had to like run out from the area they were in. And it was there was like at a gas station or something.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't know. They're part of the KKK to them, so I don't know. They just mess with their own people, I guess.
Dude, there is so much wrong with...
But, yeah, they were threatened and shit, and they had to run.
Okay, we're stopping at Mark 46. I want to go and bring up something really quick.
Trump.
No, we already did Trump yesterday. Don't worry, I tweeted him today like 5 times.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yo, I'm in Facebook jail again, but I have my other FB running, and I'm still able to post on the page and manage. So, we're still ongoing. I planned for this. Honestly, I made a second That's the T radio show just in case. They got rid of my banner the first time. We reached over...
Well, you made another radio show.
Like, page, yeah. Or if in case this one goes down, because they keep trying to shut us down.
I thought you meant a whole new radio show.
I am going to say one thing on that one topic. Why is it that Mark Zuckerberg allows officials, representatives, and so forth to break the rules, but when I post things that are my views or against the white race, not even saying like kill the white race, just being like sounds about white on some things that sound about white, I get in trouble.
That's how because you're a rebel. You've done it millions and millions of times. They're sick of your ass.
They are. Like they point check
they ain't
me when
playing
I log
with
in.
You no more. You know what I'm saying?
They send me bars. They'll send me a little box that's like, you are using Facebook in an odd way, and we are checkpointing you, and they log me off. And they make me, like, try and prove who I am. And they'll pick 3 random people who I don't know, who I don't interact with, to be the people I have to contact in person, because I can't on Facebook. It's fucking bullshit. They've already done it to me twice. I've received death threats, but
from an illiterate person.
But I can have that happen to me, but I can't respond. If my kid gets called the N-word, I can't tell him all kinds of shit because I get in trouble when he reports me. When I report him, I get nothing.
Welcome to the back of the bus.
The back of the bus, exactly. Suck my ass. I don't
now
have
you know how it feels to be black.
I think I've always felt a little bit of that because I've always been an outcast along with them because I lived in the very outcasty neighborhood of our town.
You hung out in the rain.
Bro, we did not belong in the school that we went to. But my parents didn't want us to go to that horrible school because we would have just been lost to the system immediately. It would have been straight from school to prison pipeline.
You would have ended up like me.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of did because I did go to prison over pot, but I got 15 years for a little bit of weed because they threw the book at me.
They trying to give me 25 for that.
They were trying to get me to, like, roll over and shit, and I'm not going to do that, and, you know, I got the book thrown at me. I did my time, I got out, I got my rights back automatically, so... But I didn't have to do all
you did. Things. You did damn well for yourself, I'll tell you that. For being someone that's gone to prison and got out, usually people don't get their whole life back like that. Mm-hmm. You get license, you got freedom to do whatever you want.
I can leave the country, mm-hmm. run for office.
Like, dude, I've never seen that.
I know, I got lucky, especially because I got 3 strikes immediately.
And they gave you your rights back and everything.
They
like,
sure
what
did.
The fuck?
Because I didn't get a check.
Like, you give me hope, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but I went to, like, big boy prison. I didn't go to little boy prison.
I didn't even do all of that, and I'm, like, fucked right now.
Yeah, they, you know, I got 15 years to life.
That takes dedication and fucking...
I just stopped fucking up at some point.
You paid your... like you.
I did. I did my fucking time.
And you paid fines, right? You had fines you had to pay afterwards?
Nope. I didn't do a goddamn thing.
That's where you fucking got... okay, that's the loophole. You served the time, So you didn't have to pay all these fucking different
eventually,
fines.
Yeah, because I didn't like playing. I maybe paid $80 because I didn't like paying. I didn't like giving them my money, and I was run away all the time. They were having to find me all the time. I kept going to different jails all the time. Finally, I'm just like, put me in fucking prison. I'm tired of doing this shit.
Yeah, they got me on probation fines.
I did
and
probation.
Then after that, I got court fines.
Yeah, see, I just, in the end, see, what happened was they changed my prosecutor 3 times. The second prosecutor wanted to get me so fucking bad. So I fucking played that so hard. I just fucking kept running. And then when the next election came, the next 6 months, I got a whole different prosecutor. So that's when I went in. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to do my time now. Like, I just wanted to go do my 15 years. 15 years in the door, no game time. Yeah, because I got three strikes at once.
Damn.
Yeah, they tried to load me up with bullshit.
Dude, what? You light-skinned ass nigga. How the fuck?
Because of my last name, that's why. Oh. My dad. Because of my dad. And the fact that I ran with the big boys and grew up with everyone, the big, big timers that ended up being the big, big timers. So yeah. I just gave them a bunch of names that didn't matter. Mix-matched them. What I did, because they fucking had me at gunpoint, trying to make me sign all these papers, do all these things. They kidnapped me even afterwards when I got out of jail. I was on house arrest. They came and kidnapped me, tried to drive me around town, make me give up. So I started making it, oh, you never heard about this house? Oh, them? Yeah, it's this and this. I played them for a fool, and then I left. I moved all the way down to Bradenton, Florida afterwards. The next day, I was out. I got my probation transferred because they were like, if you fuck us, we will get you. And I did because they kidnapped me. What did you want me to do? I didn't know what to do. I was 19 years old. I was a child still. I was just doing things I was groomed into doing, I guess. And I kind of just grew in. You know how it goes, man. Because that was the life over there. There was nothing. It was just a bunch of houses and some stores. And all you had to do was either... girls got pregnant, or they went to jail, or we fucking did drugs, partied, sold drugs, and I wasn't the girl that got pregnant. I fucking sold drugs and did drugs and fucking partied, and I had a fucking DJ set up like a motherfucker, and like, we fucking, after my dad died, we fucking had the best party house. Yeah. Everybody came to my place. My name got put around there so much, eventually they did catch up with me once my house burned down. Yep, took 8 years to catch my ass.
I remember the first time I met you, and you told me you went to jail. I'm thinking you went to real jail. You went to Facebook jail. Remember that shit? And for some reason, when I first met you, I could see you being somebody that went to jail, like being hostile and shit. So I'm like, I wonder what the fuck.
Is it the face tattoo?
No, it's not the tattoo. Just your overall, the way you handle yourself. You're very hostile.
Yeah.
You can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see any cop. I didn't see you, like, getting arrested and just going along with it.
Oh, no. I go along with my arrest because I don't need assault on a Leo charge. No one wants to get beaten by a police officer.
I can see you, like, definitely resisting an officer.
Nope. I've never once resisted arrest. Once they got me, that's it. I don't resist. Like, I will go with you. I will tell you jokes. I will be respectful. I will make you laugh. I will be one happy camper. You are fine. I'm very safe because I know what happens when you resist arrest as a woman. They will beat you to near death, and I am not going to do that. I'm not stupid. Even my dad didn't really resist arrest that much.
That much?
They used to strap my dad to a fucking chair and beat him in the jail and spray him in the face with pepper spray and shit. He was a fucking brown man. Oh, please don't, is what they call her.
Stop, please don't.
Oh, please don't, is Orlando Police Department. You don't fuck with OPD.
Oh, yeah. 33rd, but it ain't fucking on over there.
Nope.
I had to go pick a couple niggas up from over there before. Shit, them niggas be getting their ass whooped with that bitch. Mm-hmm. That's just counting.
Yeah, I know. And you spend 3 days in intake in that bitch.
Dude,
fuck
that shit.
That Orange County is the only county I ain't been to jail
Lake
in.
Lake County is the only pussy ass county that anybody can. That's a cakewalk. Anybody.
Volusia is easy peasy except for the mold. That show will make you sick. Ruskin is the best. I went to Ruskin. It's the best. They order pizza on the weekends. They cook fucking greens and shit.
Dude, you know what we should
do? There's no TV, though.
We need to do a show on jails, like high-class jails.
I can tell you some of the best high-class jails, right?
Like, I want to know what, like, the best five-star jail is.
They have, like, the on the wall, it's got, like, Playboy bunnies. Everyone has pool tables. It's, like, open. They have their regular clothes. They party. They're allowed to do drugs. Yeah.
Really? Is mm-hmm. this in America?
No.
Oh,
it's
that's
in
right.
another country.
In New Mexico, or was it Mexico? One of them islands, dude, they had it to where people, the jail integrate with the male and female, so you could, like, get married and shit, and have sex with fucking female inmates and shit. I can't remember what, I want to say it's Mexico, but they say Mexico is a bad jail, so. Dude. Five-star jails.
Yep. Well, I wanted to say...
Got like 3 minutes.
All right. So, Florida lynched more black people per capita than any other state. Which makes sense, because Sanford is... Wow. Roe, Sanford, and Lake County is just wow. Reuben Stacy, a 37-year-old black man, hangs from a tree on Old Davy Road in Fort Lauderdale, blood trickling down his body, dripping off his toes. Behind him, a white girl, about 7 years old, looks on, a strange smile on her face as she takes in the sight of this strange fruit her elders had just created that hot day in July 1935. Stacy was accused of attempting to assault a white woman in her home after first asking for a glass of water. According to a 1993 telling of the story, he was arrested 3 days later, 25 miles from the scene, but no trial was ever conducted. And mere hours after his arrest, Stacy was hung and shot. The infamous photograph of Stacy's death might be one of the few visual accounts of a lynching in Florida, but a new report from the Equal Justice Initiative about lynching across the American South reminds us that the Sunshine State was among the most brutal in the country when it comes to race-fueled executions of black people. Isn't that wonderful? Floridians lynched at a higher rate than any other state between 1877 and 1950. There are 3,959 examples of racial terror lynchings, which EJI describes as violent public acts of torture that were tolerated by public officials and designed to intimidate black victims. The staggering tally of 700 more than previously reported is based on research of court records, newspaper accounts, local historians, and family descendants. EJI's report explains that these terror lynchings were widespread and began to decrease only once court-sanctioned capital punishment increased. In addition, to a report found that many lynching victims were not accused of crimes, but killed for minor social transgressions for the demanding basic rights of fair treatment. Of the 12 states analyzed, Florida ranked fifth with 331 terror lynchings within its borders. Per capita, however, Florida ranks first with 0.594 lynchings for every 100,000 residents. Of the 25 countries across the South with most lynchings, Florida has 6, Orange 34, Marion 30, Alachua 19, Polk 19, Columbia 17, and Taylor 17. Many people are under the wrong impression that majority of lynchings were black males assaulting white females, but most were because black men and women were accused of stealing. University of Florida professor Jack Davis, who has written about Florida lynchings, tells New Times, David adds that other historical accounts back up Florida's reputation as a lynching capital. Black men were more at risk of being lynched in Florida than in the other state. The reasons for this vary, but include heightened efforts by some white people to stop blacks from voting and, of course, sheer racism. But efforts against organized labor were also a factor during the early 20th century when Tampa's cigar industry was booming. Thanks to the labor of minorities and immigrants, lynchings were common. In the early days of organized labor, there were lots of physical violence and people killed by police or hired security forces, and these lynchings went unsolved. Law enforcement didn't put value on the laws of non-whites and immigrants. Black Cubans, non-Black Cubans, and immigrants from Spain and Italy were victims of urban vigilanteism during this time. The feelings of this era very much reflect what young people are now saying about police shootings. EJI director Brian Stevenson told The Guardian, it is about embracing the idea that Black lives matter. I also think that the lynching era created a narrative of racial difference, a presumptuous of guilt and presumption of dangerousness that got assigned to African Americans in particular, and that's the same presumption of guilt that burdens young kids living in urban areas who are sometimes menaced, threatened, or shot and killed by law enforcement officers. Well, there you have it. This is a racist motherfucking state. Which says a fucking lot. So I think that is going to be our little conclude on part one of American History X.
We got more. We going to get deeper into this shit.
This is just part one, bitches. We're not even finished.
I want to get deeper.
There's more. Trust me. There's fucking more. Because this has a part in everything, every section of your lives.
Yeah.
Even women, too. Getting stuck in gender roles, bearing children, housekeeping, all that shit, being in fear of rape from a Black man or an immigrant was because of white men who were whiny-ass bitches.
They were the one raping every fucking body.
Yep, they usually are. And that's the tea. And that's the
Fucking tea on that, dude. I'm done. I retire. Sean B.
Yep, Zed Ryder. We're out. Bye!
What she said. That was all right.